This year in SM Live, our theme was Going Deeper with God. Young Christians were challenged to grow in their faith and so become more able to share Christ with others. Those who had not accepted Christ as Saviour were presented with the truth of the gospel. Topics included character studies on Daniel and Peter, God's attributes, how to study the Bible and pray. Pillars of our faith, such as grace, assurance, sanctification and joy, were also studied. We finished the year by looking at mission from studies on the life of Paul and chose Sarah Wagner from Child Evangelism Fellowship as our missionary project. Throughout our programme this evening, we will be reciting verses of scripture and singing songs to show you what we have been learning.
Thank You for the Cross is a song which talks about God's love for us in sending His Son, the Lord Jesus, into the world to die on a cross and rise again, that we might have eternal life with Him in heaven. The girls and Ben are now going to sing Thank You for the Cross.
Forgiven, we can sing and praise You as John chapter 4, verse 7 to 9. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Colossians 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him.
Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein in thanksgiving.
It's been a real privilege of mine as a Sunday school teacher to be both a teacher for Lucy here on my right and Neil on my left, and we just wanted to take just a couple of minutes and to ask these two guys some questions about themselves. So I'm going to ask, of course, ladies first. So we're going to ask Lucy if she would tell everyone a little bit about herself, her name, age, family, things like that.
I'm Lucy Stewart. I'm 13 years old and I go to Friends School Lisburn and I live with my mum and dad.
My name is Dylan Thompson. I'm 12 years old. I go to Walls High School. I live with my mum, dad, three brothers and sister.
Very good. Now, Lucy, tell us, when and how did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian when I was in P5, so I was 8 years old, and we had a Bible week in our school, and we got tracts, and I read them that night and decided I wanted to be saved.
Very good. And Neil, the same question?
I became a Christian when I was about 5 years old. I went to BB and Sunday school and different clubs, and I always knew if I was to get to heaven, then I needed to ask Jesus into my heart. So my mum and dad led me to Jesus.
Very good, Neil. Now, Lucy, tell everyone, what's it like to be a Christian in your school?
I find it quite good to be a Christian at my school because most of my friends are Christians, and there's a lot of SU weekends and camps you can go to meet other Christians.
And Neil, what's it like to be a Christian in your school?
Well, I have some Christian friends, and any of my friends who aren't Christians would know that I'm a Christian.
Very good. Neil, are you finished?
Yeah.
Good. Sorry for interrupting you there. Now, let's change things around. Neil, I'm going to ask you this, which is our last question. Tell everybody here what your favourite verse is and why.
My favourite verse is Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, which is Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's my favourite verse because it's a good one that you can always have.
Yes, absolutely. It's a great verse. And Lucy, what's your favourite verse and why?
My favourite verse is Revelation chapter 22, verse 20, which is, he who testifies these things says, yes, I'm coming soon. Come, Lord Jesus. It's my favourite verse because it reminds me that the Lord's coming back.
Very good. Isn't it great to get to know the young people, isn't it? Thanks very much to both of you.
The song Shepherd of My Soul is based in Psalm 23 and talks about how Christians should allow Christ full control of their life.
I will follow. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. Go in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ.
1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
Reid also volunteered to help us out tonight here. So, Reid, can you just introduce yourself and tell us a wee bit about your family and your life and things?
Yeah, my name's Reid Lonsdale. I'm 13 years old. I go to Friends School Lisburn, and I live with my mum, my dad, and my brother.
Okay. And when, why and how did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian when I was 5 years old. I went to the five-day club in this school. No, in this church. And when I came home that night, I realised that I had to ask Jesus into my heart.
Okay, and what's it like being a Christian, especially at school or with your friends?
It's not that bad being a Christian at my school because a lot of my friends are Christians, but there are a few of my friends that aren't Christians, and I think you have to tell them earlier on that you are a Christian.
Okay. And you were baptised earlier this year. Can you tell us a wee bit about why you took that step?
Yeah, I got baptised because I thought I needed to get baptised. I thought I would be too young because most people that get baptised are 15 or 16 years old. And that night, Pastor Taylor, he was speaking and he talked about baptism, and he said you can get baptised at any age as long as you understand. And I did understand that I needed to get baptised to show people that I'm a Christian. So that's why I got baptised.
Okay. And finally, is there anything else you'd want to tell us about being a Christian, or advice maybe for other young Christians?
Yeah, my advice is to remain faithful in Jesus.
Okay, thank you very much.
We've already made mention that this year's missionary project has been for one of our own members and one of our own church missionaries, Sarah Morrison, who's serving with CEF in Kilsimmer, initially in Kilsimmer in Switzerland. Now, through the wonders of modern technology, you're not going to hear any sound, by the way, through the wonders of modern technology, Sarah was able to speak to the young people and the children in Sunday school over a four-week period and make them aware of what her work was on behalf of CEF. And she's involved in administrative duties, but also in formatting and in checking the lessons which are prepared for use by youth workers and those who work amongst children, and communicating with printers and publishing companies in relation to the provision of this type of material. Sarah is very much part of a chain. She introduced us to a number of the other workers with whom she would be involved. And when I thought of the work that Sarah is involved in, I thought of that portion in 1 Corinthians where Paul speaks about him planting and Apollos watering, two very distinct functions, but it's God who actually gives the increase. And that reminded me very much of Sarah's efforts on behalf of CEF. She's part of a chain in making good material available to children and to young people. And you all know if a link in a chain is broken, then the chain no longer performs the function for which it was designed. It has to be repaired. And it was our desire as a Sunday school that Sarah would be aware of our support in being part of that chain and remaining as part of that chain. We did announce this morning that the amount which had been collected had come to £782.80. We have since then crossed the £800 barrier, and other amounts have been promised to us. Because ultimately, what we're seeking to do as people of God and as a Sunday school is to ensure that literature of high quality and good purpose is put into the hands of people who are trained and capable in working with children. They also are part of that chain. And this was a photograph which Shara shared with us of one of the CEF workers just involved with a little Bible club explaining the good news of the gospel to the boys and girls who'd gathered with them. So it's not a solo effort by the Sunday school in collecting this money, I have to say. We have been supported by a good number of yourselves, people in the church, and for that we thank you. I've been in touch with Sarah. She is touched and encouraged by what the Sunday school, with your help and your assistance, has been able to do.
Before the Lord Jesus went back to heaven, he gave his disciples the Great Commission. This applies to all Christians even today. Hear what he says in Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the earth. Amen.
teacher.